forsooth, I know not why I am so sad. It wearies me. You say it wearies you. But how I caught it, found it, or came by it, what stuff it is made of, whereof it is born, I am to learn. And such a want wit sadness makes of me that I have much ado to know myself.
Your mind is tossing on the ocean, there where your Argus is with portly sail, like signors and rich burghers on the flood, or as it were the pageants of the sea, to overpeer the petty traffickers that curtsy to them, do them reverence, as they fly by them with their woven wings.
Believe me, sir, had I such venture forth, the better part of my affections would be with my hopes abroad. I should be still plucking the grass to know where sits the wind, peering in maps for ports and piers and roads, and every object that might make me fear misfortune to my ventures, out of doubt, would make me sad.
My wind cooling my broth would blow me to an ague when I thought what harm a wind too great might do at sea. I should not see the sandy hourglass run, but I should think of shallows and of flats, and see my wealthy Andrew docked in sand, veiling her high top lower than her ribs to kiss her burial. Should I go to church and see the holy edifice of stone, and not bethink me straight of dangerous rocks, which touching but my gentle vessel's side would scatter all her spices on the stream, enrobe the roaring waters with my silks?